Welcome to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Cynthia's key ingredients will nurture and delight the palate, heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Dodona.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. And I also write a Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out on my website, moderndaygoddess.com. Also on my homepage there, you can hear replays of all of these wonderful shows. As a newlywed with a passion for nurturing love and romance, I'm often asked by others how they too can have consistent romantic date nights. And for the first time listeners, I will review my date night tips and let you know how I do it. You know, when I was first looking for premarital advice right before I got married about a year ago, I asked a therapist for tips on how to have a strong and happy marriage. And he said that one thing was to spend quality time with each other every week and to schedule it. So every Sunday, my husband Jim and I sit down for a few minutes and schedule it right on our calendar. It's been working wonderfully for us. Each week, we plan an us night in the middle of the week and then a date night on Saturday in which we take turn implementing it. It's quite simple for the person in charge. They just provide the meal, get the local paper, and make suggestions for entertainment to run past the other person. If you have kids, this will also help you to remind you to schedule childcare or a date night after they go into bed, and to also add in that family night onto the calendar for togetherness. To help you remember what contributes to a successful date night, I've created an acronym using the word date. So here it is. D is for dinner. The person in charge of date night either makes it or makes a reservation. A is for atmosphere. Candles, soothing music, flowers, color on the table. A quiet enough atmosphere to talk in if it's a restaurant, or to have the kids in bed if it's a home dinner date. T is to take turn creating romantic dates and to discuss the choices. E is for enthusiasm in which you plan the date, and also your appreciations of your date and what they've planned for you at the table. So get your calendar out after the show and schedule those date nights, whether it's a treat for yourself if you're single, or if it's for your loved ones. Now, I want to tell you I do enjoy eating out, and I also enjoy eating in, whether I'm cooking or my husband Jim cooks for me, which is a true delight. When it's my turn to plan a romantic date night, I love creating a romantic table with candles and flowers and some nice color. And as a home cook of Italian and Greek heritage, I first think of what we will be eating. And I have to say, my favorite cuisine is really healthy California or Mediterranean cuisine, which are some of the healthiest in the world. And it also focuses on using the freshest ingredients possible, which are very colorful and just look beautiful on the plate. But best of all, it leaves you feeling wonderful and feeling healthy after you've eaten, which is quite important for romance. And you can check out recipes for some of my favorite California and Mediterranean dishes on my blog, which is also on my website. Here is a Romancing the Table tip. When you're planning a dinner, remember the M&Ms. Set the mood with music. You can add lively music when guests first arrive, but once you sit down for dinner, play something soothing with instrumentals so everyone can talk and relax. I sometimes play soft jazz, classical, ethnic instrumentals, guitar and piano. And, you know, it's also important to take blessings and to appreciate your menu. It's important to take a moment at the table and appreciate yourself, your loved ones, and the delicious food that is in front of you. And think about what it took for it to arrive at the table. Think about the preparations, the cooking, and especially the farmers who harvested the bounty of food that sits before you. Today is one of my favorite topics, how to eat healthy and eat locally. And I have some places we're going to highlight today, which is Fairview Gardens, Global Gardens, and our farmers market. California has some of the most amazing produce, and just it is so delicious and healthy, which reminds me of the Mediterranean produce as well. And even if you don't live in California, I am a big advocate of supporting your local farmers and eating locally, which will help all of us in the world and also cut down on fossil fuel, which is spent to ship food clear across the country for us to eat. But before we begin, I want to thank my audiences for all the wonderful comments you've been sending in response to my show. And, you know, now that I have this show called Romancing the Table, where I share all these love-infused recipe ideas and meals, a lot of you have been writing in, and you're saying that you're sitting down at the table more often and eating together. That brings me such delight. And I'm also delighted that you're focusing on Mediterranean California cuisine. And if you have any other stories you want to share with me, just email me, cynthia@moderndaygoddess.com, and we'll share some of your stories on the air. So my first guest today is Tiffany Cooper. She's the program director of Fairview Gardens, which is the Center for Urban Agriculture, and it's located right here in Santa Barbara, California. It's also a nonprofit, and they have a wonderful website called fairviewgardens.org. So welcome, Tiffany. Thanks so much for being on my show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm just such a light. I want you to know right now I have my crock pot is cooking with all this delicious produce that I got from Fairview Gardens. So it smells delightful while I'm doing this show, which is wonderful about, you know, broadcasting from your home. And I just want to tell you, I just love going to the Fairview Garden stands. It's filled with such a beautiful bounty of produce, and it's organic and picked right off the farm. And while you're in the stand, you can also look right outside and see the crops growing and people working in the fields. And I really encourage people to buy organic and from their local farm stands to support farms and farmers like you. And what's really interesting was people drive by the farm stand, they're not aware that Fairview Gardens has so much to offer. So I'd love for you to tell me what Fairview Gardens is about and what's the mission.
Okay, well, Fairview Gardens is a urban farm, so it's right in the middle of town in Santa Barbara, or in Goleta proper. And it's 12 and a half acres. And we grow about 100 different fruits and vegetables, from peaches, plums, and nectarines to asparagus in the spring. And we do a pretty hearty strawberry crop. And then we do a lot of just row crops with, you know, your lettuces and the things that everybody kind of wants on a daily basis, carrots and the like.
And they are so delicious, especially your strawberries.
Yeah, I know.
It's quite a delight. And you are also one of the oldest organic farms here in California. It's 100 years old, is that correct?
Yeah, the farm has always been a farm. And so it's really remained a farm while the rest of the area has grown up in urban development. And so the saying the farm's 100 years old is that we've just managed to protect its history and continue to farm on the land instead of, it was once zoned for commercial development. And about 10 years ago, the land was purchased for the nonprofit and preserved to remain a farm.
How wonderful. And that was also a topic of a wonderful video called Beyond Organic, The Vision of Fairview Gardens, right? Which was about land and food and the preservation of the local farm. And I'm so glad that it was able to be saved. I know Meryl Streep also narrated that, and people can find that on your website, right?
They can.
If they want to get a copy of that.
Yeah,
just
it's a great
hearing.
Video.
Fantastic. So they would go to fairviewgardens.org, and they can order the DVD. And can you tell me some of the programs that you offer? Because I know you have a big educational focus.
Sure. Part of our mission in to include, you know, to provide produce for the community is also to educate people about organic farming and eating local and eating healthy. And so we have a large education focus, which is where my job fits in. Not all farms have an education person, so I feel really lucky to have my job and to be able to provide people with cooking classes. We also do farm-to-school programs where teachers call on a weekly basis to bring their kids to the farm.
Mm, how
and
wonderful.
My background's actually also in education, and so I've aligned programs to meet with state science standards so teachers can put a lot of value on the farm visit. Mm. And we also do sustainable agriculture classes and guided tours, summer camps. Kind of a farm for people. It's open to the public 7 days a week. You can wander through the farm and do a self-guided tour. You could call for a guided tour. You could join our CSA, which is the Community Supported Agriculture Program, which is a weekly harvest share of all of our produce. And then we have the produce stand that you spoke so fondly about.
Absolutely. And I have put my name on the list for next season for the market share. Can you tell people what that's about? I mean, it occurs every week and you come by and get a wonderful bounty of what's been harvested. Is that correct?
Right. So basically in the CSA, you're buying actually more than produce. You're actually buying a part of the farm.
Mm.
And so by buying, you're buying in advance of the season. And so by participating in that, it allows us as a farm to kind of work in that ebb and flow of farming where the winter time's a little bit slower and the fall's really, really busy. And so it's hard to manage that kind of support. So with the community support, we're able to just kind of keep the farm stable.
Absolutely. And like so, you said, that it's just such a wonderful way to support your local farmers. And for people all across the U.S., you and I had discussed that people can volunteer at their local farms or, of course, Fairview Gardens, if their local farm permits. Mm-hmm. But they can also make donations, I know, to Fairview Gardens as well. And the number one way to support your local farm is what?
Just to buy the produce.
That's right. And so that's just so great. Now, I always ask people if they have a wonderful time that they had around the table, a delightful memory, and I was wondering what yours is.
Well, I really love to cook and sit at the table and just come from a family that loves to sit around and not leave right away as soon as you're done eating. But this summer, I organized 3 camps where I cooked with kids for about 3 hours at a time, and they were mostly 5 to 7 years old. And so bringing 15 kids to the table, we were able to create a menu based on things that they wanted to taste from the farm. We went out and harvested everything every day, and then we would sit and, you know, read our recipes, make our meal, and then sit down to enjoy it. And as chaotic and crazy as cooking with 15 kids is, it was so rewarding.
You must have just felt just you're teaching them, and like you said, they're future farmers.
They are little future farmers,
yeah.
Future farmers and future eaters.
And future eaters, and what's amazing is I think it's the number one way to get kids to eat their vegetables. Because there's something about, I've read about in school programs, or whenever kids see that it was grown in the garden, and if they also participate in the cooking, they eat it right away versus like, what's this?
They do, and I can get kids to eat kale right from the garden. And, and I get really excited about kale plants because I really do love to eat kale, and they'll all eat it with me and agree, oh, this is really good, or...
Yum. What do you put on your kale? I make mine with garlic and olive oil.
Very. Well, I do a kale slaw.
Oh, how delicious. So is it raw or cooked?
Yep, it's raw, and I use it instead of cabbage.
Oh, how fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me to, I would love for you to give us a recipe. Well, you could send it to me, and then I'll put it up on our blog. And you said you have, maybe you could put the kale slaw on there.
Maybe I could.
And then
the
you also have one for spring rolls.
Spring
which
rolls.
You said kids love.
The easiest, best food that kids would enjoy as far as, cucumbers and carrots in rice paper, peanut sauce, and they're hooked.
The philosophy that they love finger foods, right?
Yes, they do.
Well, what a delight. No, thank you for sharing that. Can you tell me what's in harvest right now? I know it's fall and...
It's fall, and we have an awesome crop of heirloom tomatoes. We grew 11 varieties of heirloom tomatoes, which are just really the older varieties of tomatoes, not that generic tomato that you see at the grocery store. And so they are just amazing, and Black from Tula is my favorite tomato right now.
Yum. What is that? What describe that tomato. What is it?
It is dark red, purple, almost black on the top, and it's just a very deep purple red tomato.
Sounds colorful and sounds like it would be great for tomato salad.
Oh, it's really delicious. We have a great crop of peppers right now. Our winter squashes are coming on, so it's kind of reminding me that it's going to turn a little chilly.
I know. It is. It absolutely is. So
that's figs, apples, and eggplant all terrific right now.
Okay. Well, I'm already thinking what I can make with those. I'll be down there tomorrow.
All right.
But I just want to thank you so much for spending the time with us to enlighten us about Fairview Gardens and what we can do to support our local farmers. So thanks a lot, Tiffany.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We've just been talking with Tiffany Cooper from Fairview Gardens, the Center for Urban Agriculture, and their website is fairviewgardens.org. When we come back, we'll be talking with Theo Stefan from Global Gardens in Los Olivos. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and we'll be right back.
We talk with you, not at you. We're Voice America, Women's Radio Network, the new face of talk radio.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, a Greek island's destination cooking class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show. For women, men, children, and families, Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America Women's Channel.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking about what you care about. News, relationships, health, finances. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, which you can check out at my website, moderndaygoddess.com. My next guest is Theo Stefan. She's the founder and owner of Global Gardens in Los Olivos, California, which has wonderful organic olive trees and the only food tasting room in wine country. And if you want to find out more information, you can go to their website, which is theoliverevolution.com. Welcome, Theo. What a delight to have you on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, before we start, we share a bond. You are Greek. And I'm Italian, Greek, and tell us, because I know people who are Greek always love to hear where someone's background or family originated from, so where is your family from?
Both of my parents are from the Macedonia region, actually, which is little known commercially and to tourists. Thessaly, or Thessaloniki, as we Greeks call it, is a lovely northernmost port in northern Greece.
Absolutely, and you must have had a lot of olive trees out there. I mean, when you've gone back in your heritage.
It's lovely. It is. It's just like really where we live here in California. The topography is very similar.
I know. Santa Barbara reminds me so much of the Mediterranean. I feel very fortunate.
Me too.
So I have a feeling that this might have been part of your inspiration to start Global Gardens. So why don't you tell us what inspired you to open it and also what Global Garden offers?
You know, I've always loved eating and having a good time with family and friends. And honestly, my grandmother used olive oil, and I always loved the flavor of it. But we were living in Dayton, Ohio, and about 15 years ago. I was the creative director. I actually owned an advertising agency in the Midwest, and I did a photo shoot here in Santa Barbara wine country and looked around and saw a couple of olive trees and said, I'm moving.
So, yes, I did that too.
To make a long story short.
From the east to the gorgeous west. Good
exactly.
job. How, what a delight. And now you said you are one of the only food tasting rooms in wine country. If I, you know, or the audience members were to come to your food tasting room, what would we have? And I plan to get up there very soon.
You have to. Absolutely. We're it's very intimate atmosphere. We are about 500 square feet, and basically I have about 30 food products, and on our tasting bar, we have about 15 or 16 items open every day, Cynthia. We've got about a half a dozen different olive oils. I do some special importing from small family groves literally around the world. And then, of course, I have our own olive oil. I have three local olive oils that I manage the harvests for and put blends together. And then our own estate olive oil, of course. And we just have some lovely things, and my fruit vinegars, I'm as well known for those as I am my olive oil, and we do appetizer spreads, finishing glazes, savory truffles, and also a lot of organic snacks.
Organic snacks. What would that be?
Well,
I'm getting hungry, which is a good sign.
We do have a spicy organic walnut that we do. We have a blood orange chewy, which is a candied blood orange, and we have a special Mediterranean almond that's coming out for the holidays. So we're always whipping up new things and letting our customers in the tasting room taste it.
Oh, it sounds so great. And you have something that's very unusual, because I know a lot of people, there are these wine clubs, but you have a monthly food club, is that correct? Or olive oil club? Or
it's four times a year. Mm-hmm. And so every season our customers, our club members, get a bottle of current harvest extra virgin olive oil, and an in-season fruit vinegar, and then at least $50 worth of things for never more than $39. And it's just going great. I mean, we get people in the store from all over the country, and a lot of them can't receive wine shipments in certain states because of government regulations, but everybody can get olive oil in the mail. So
absolutely, and that sounds great.
Yeah,
and
it's called the Olive Revolution, and that's why we named our website oliverevolution.com.
Perfect. And I would love for you to explain, because I was having this conversation at the dinner table with my friends, about the quality of olive oil and what to look for, like acidic levels, and how to know if you have a good olive oil quality and the differences. You know,
that's
I know
really
the U.S. versus
question,
Europe.
Cynthia. It really
Thank
is.
You.
And people ask it all the time in the tasting room, and nobody's going to walk around with an acidic barometer, but extra virgin olive oil should be less than 1% acidic. And what so many people don't know is that our own FDA does not require truth in labeling on extra virgin olive oil. So consequently, oils you buy at the store have been cut many times with other seed oils. And there was actually a huge expose in the August 13th issue of the most recent New Yorker magazine that talked about many European people being arrested for fraud in the olive oil industry, and it's been going on since the beginning of time. But, you know, an extra virgin olive oil should have a really healthful flavor component to it. It should never taste peanutty. If it does, that means it's rancid. It means it's old. It should taste fruity or peppery or grassy or earthy or herbal. You know, it should have some kind of a lovely aroma to it, and it is like wine. I mean, there's hundreds of kinds of olives, and therein lies hundreds of kinds of olive oil flavors.
Absolutely, and it's so fun to taste it. Like, you know, you can actually taste it. People go on wine tastings, they can have olive tastings.
Right.
And the olive oil, we use it every day. We have our Greek salads, and I, you know, have a nice, I just have it right by the stove, and I put it on everything. I just love it. And so it's so true. If the quality is really excellent, then the food will taste really wonderful. And I had some of your delicious recipes because you had a delightful food and wine event in the Olive Groves a few months ago, and your food is just very delicious.
Thank you.
And I know that you have a delicious penne recipe, and I was wondering if you would share that with us. Some of my listeners have been emailing me, and they said, besides seeing it on your blog, we would like the people to read the recipe. And I know it's a really simple and delightful recipe. So could you tell us
the
recipe?
Sure. I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but actually a penne or farfalle pasta, something that has some oomph to it, I like to make. And this time of year with wonderful, like you were talking with your earlier guest about fresh produce, I will wilt a fresh spinach or fresh arugula or kale, as was mentioned earlier, even fresh tomatoes and fresh onions, and simply toss it with the fruit vinegar. I specifically like the Global Gardens pomegranate vinegar or the strawberry vinegar. And then I use our spicy organic walnuts, but really any nut will work. And then just a simple shredded Manchego or Parmesan cheese. And people always think of pasta being bad for you, but and one cup is a serving. And it's like, how can I possibly be full on one cup of pasta? But if you do add fresh produce, it's lovely. If you add nuts, if you add a nice high-protein cheese or goat cheese, it's just it makes pasta healthy and delicious. And my kids even like it that way.
Mm, that sounds so delicious. And now for people who, if they haven't gotten your, you know, your vinegars or oils, what could they use that if for the vinegar?
Fruit vinegars are available at the store. The difference with mine is that I leave the fruit in and it settles on the bottom, so it's not always as pretty as some of them in the store. But when the fruit's not left in the vinegar, the acid tends to take over. So again, I don't use extra virgin olive oil on that recipe. I do boil the pasta with a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, but I use one of our fruit vinegars. So,
that sounds great.
Even balsamics, balsamic is great on that recipe if you can.
So balsamic vinegar too.
Yes.
It sounds so delicious.
and
speaking of kids, you have a good time, and obviously you adopted two wonderful children from the country of
Nepal.
They're just so, we have the most gorgeous picture of you with your kids that I'm going to put on my blog. And how do you feel about getting kids in the kitchen?
You know, early on, Time Magazine did a little spread on us with the girls cooking, and I can't tell you how healthy these girls are, how much they love to participate, and it's true. I mean, if kids go out in the garden and pick it, and you make it their idea to do it, it's like, well, what sounds good? You want to try this? And you enable them at early ages to teach them how to use a knife safely, Cynthia. And
yes.
From very early on, my kids were in the kitchen and in the garden and really participating in things they like. And, of course, they're not going to like everything. But if they make it, they're totally more prone to eating it. And we really have – my kids are – they'll be 12 and 13 each very soon.
And tell us their names.
Dinner. Sunita and Anita.
Oh, how beautiful.
And they do. They cook me dinner. We eat vegetables all the time, and they love to do curries, and they love to use our own products, and we love to experiment with other people's products. People send me things to try all the time.
How fun. And there's the benefits. If you're teaching your children how to cook, they can cook for you.
They do. I'll be outside gardening or doing something, you know, getting my head together from my day, and it's wonderful to hear, hey, Mom, dinner's ready.
How wonderful. What a delight. And you also believe in eating healthy. It's really interesting because when I was growing up, about age 12, my dad started studying the effects of healthy eating, and he took away any junk food we were eating, and we were so upset back then. But what happened is he converted me in that moment. No, well, about a month later when my hair was growing beautifully, my nails and my skin looked great, I was like, okay, I'm hooked for life. And I've always been studying, you know, how great it is to eat healthy. And if you eat organic, you're not ingesting the pesticides. And we both feel the same way, that healthy can be easy. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. People either think it's difficult or it takes more time or it's going to taste like cardboard. And I have to tell you, our food does not taste like cardboard. So,
not at all. It's just a total bounty of that. Just such a joy. So let's see. Anything else you'd like to tell us or...
Well, you know, I mean, early on, I think that I was raised in the 60s, and we ate a lot of processed foods like everybody else did.
Right.
And honestly, just a lot of junk food, like you said. And I got to a point about 10 years ago, total type A, work, and boy, as soon as I hit my late 30s, my whole metabolism changed, and I was 40 pounds over, and as soon as I started this Mediterranean diet and just took extraneous sugars out, and, you know, people say you can't even eat bread and pasta, but if you eat it with a healthy fat, it totally changes the metabolism of the food. And we have a lovely roasted walnut oil that is very unique also. And the walnut oils that you buy at the stores are pressed when the nuts are raw. So they're bitter. And people are like, oh, omega-3s, you know, I don't like salmon and I don't like nuts. But a roasted nut oil is just delightful on vegetables. It totally changes the flavor of everything. And it's also delicious. I package it in a spray bottle so you can spray it on toast or English muffins in the morning. And really, I mean, we eat everything we want, and, you know, weight is totally in balance, and your body will find its natural weight after you change your lifestyle. I mean, it did take a year, and in 1 year I lost 40 pounds, and that was about 7 years ago, and I've never gained it back.
That's amazing. I lost 10 pounds from switching to total Mediterranean cuisine as
really?
Well. It was just such a, you know, which is the more vegetables,
right.
Swap out for olive oil, and have, you know, of course, your proteins. And another fascinating thing, I actually have a wheat gluten allergy, so I use rice pastas, which you can't even tell the difference once
right.
you put all the sauces on.
There's some artichoke pastas out there, too, that are great.
Absolutely. And the Mediterranean diet or cuisine has been deemed as one of the healthiest in the world, which is just such a delight. And it's going to be getting more press. There's something called the Mediterranean Mark, the Med Mark, which is going to be on companies who have Mediterranean cuisine food in the food stores. And I'll have to tell you more about that. So you'll have a Med Mark stamp.
I'd love to know about that. And that's why we started the club. I mean, people want more information. They want quick and easy recipes, and they don't have time to go shopping, and it's a lot easier for us in California. We don't have weather to contend with in the wintertime, but, you know, where I'm from, ice storms hit. I mean, you just, you know, you eat whatever you have at home, and if you have healthy things in your pantry and easy, quick ways to put things together, you're more prone to do it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So, Theo, I just want to thank you so much for sharing all those great insights, and I'll be coming up to your tasting room pretty soon.
Great. I'd like to give everybody my toll-free number if anybody has any questions.
Sure. What's your toll-free number?
It's 800-307-0447. And the website, again, is oliverevolution.com.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure
talking with you,
and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we've been talking with Theo Stefan, founder and owner of Global Gardens, and I'm your host, Cynthia Dedona, and we'll be right back with Sam Edelman, who is the general manager of the Santa Barbara Certified Farmers Market Association, and we're going to talk about going to your farmers market and what a delight that can be. Thank you.
Talk radio that informs, entertains, and enlightens you. Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dedona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
Don't let anyone tell you that you can't have it all. You can. In fact, you can have one big life. Join Linda Coughlin weekly as she interviews some of the most successful and inspiring women in the nation about their work, their family lives, and their passionate commitment to living that one big life. Linda's show broadcasts live every Wednesday afternoon at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Ladies. Suppose I told you it was possible to have the life you have always dreamed of.
You know, the life you daydream about while waiting for the light to turn green.
Or sitting at your computer doing the same thing day in and day out.
Would you stop everything and listen?
What if I told you you could have it all right now?
Do I have your attention now?
Well, keep listening as Amber Dots brings the art of manifestation to the Voice America Women's Radio Network with Declare and Deliver every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern.
Talking about what you care about, news, relationships, health, finances, Voice America, Women's Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm also the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess and the Romancing the Table food blog, which you can check out at my website, moderndaygoddess.com. Now, our next guest is Sam Edelman. He's the general manager of Santa Barbara Certified Farmers Market Association, and you can check out their website at sbfarmersmarket.org. Thank you so much for joining us, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I just want to say I am a huge farmers market fan. I actually moved here from Connecticut about 10 years ago, and there's a farmers market, about five times a week here?
Yeah, we run eight markets 6 days a week here, from Carpentry to Solvang, so it keeps us pretty busy.
It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I feel so blessed to eat all this delicious food. And I wanted to talk about, I really want to encourage people to go to more farmers market, and I was wondering, on a whole, do you know how many farmers markets we have in the U.S.?
In the U.S., there's just over 3,500 across the United States, and we have over 400 in just the state of California alone now. It's been growing quite a bit over the years.
Oh, that's amazing. And, I mean, there's a great reason for that. It's because, you know, it's a great way to help the farmers and to eat locally and to eat healthy. And what would you say are the benefits of shopping at a farmer's market?
I mean, you really can't find fresher ingredients anywhere, especially here in Southern California. There's just such a complete array of fresh local items available. I mean, now we have everything from fresh produce, honey, eggs, great olive oil, walnut oil, pistachio oils, and even getting into things like cheeses and fresh poultry now at the farmer's market. So it's pretty amazing. You can really do a complete shopping these days at
right.
the market.
Absolutely. And here in Santa Barbara, we sometimes there's music playing. It also becomes a social event.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy whenever I see someone pushing around huge carts, isn't that usually a chef?
we have a lot of local Santa Barbara chefs coming through the market, uh-huh. although we do have a lot of regular customers as well that load up for their families for the week. So we get a great mix. But we definitely get a lot of support from our local restaurants here in Santa Barbara.
Absolutely. And I would love for you when I went on my first farmer's market, I would ask, is this organic? And I would get a different variety of answers. Mm-hmm. And if you can just explain that for people, what certified organic means and what other things that you may hear from farmers, which are,
Sure. Basically we have our certified organic producers, and those are the ones that have actually been inspected by a state certifier. And basically, you're not allowed to use the word organic legally unless you have been gone through the certification process. Now, there's quite a few farmers that, for one reason or another, don't go through this organic process, whether they don't want to pay the fees or keep up with the paperwork. So a lot of times you'll hear terms such as no sprays or pesticide-free, which indicates that there's no sprays applied to the produce. Part of what's so great about farmers market is really getting the chance to develop a relationship with the local farmers and sort of learn about their techniques and talk about sort of the ways they mend their soil and crop rotations and pest management. So you do get sort of an entire spectrum down at the farmers market, but it's a great educational experience as well to learn about these different things from the farmers themselves.
Absolutely. What inspired you to get involved with the farmers market?
I was just always intrigued with the whole local food production and what was able to be produced here, especially in Southern California. I was just amazing to me the hard work that goes on behind the scenes and then everything it takes from planting the seed to the water and soil use to harvesting and then the direct marketing aspect of it. It's just a fascinating industry to me that I've been able to see grow over the last 10 years or so.
Absolutely. And it's so wonderful. By going to the farmer's market, you're supporting the farmers to continue giving us this incredible bounty.
Most definitely. And you can't find this type of outlet anywhere else buying direct from, except for the, with the exception of some roadside stands, really buying directly from the people who are growing the food.
Absolutely. And you're also helping the, you know, the environment because it's not having to be shipped and all this fuel costs.
Yes, most definitely.
Wonderful, wonderful as well. I also love asking my guests if they have a memory that they shared around the table where food was a connection, and love to hear what they were eating and what that was like and how they felt.
Yeah, well, actually, just a couple of weeks ago, I attended a farm party up in Los Olivos. It was their second annual farm party put on by the Garden Of, and the owners, Shu, Debbie, Noe, and Kai, have held this event on their farm. And when we first arrive, what we do is everyone goes out into the field and harvests all the food that we are going to eat today. So it really, you really get everyone out there into the fields, interacting and talking about the food and sort of talking about the land and learning a lot about the production from the farmer themselves. And it really turns into a complete group effort. That follows by washing the produce, and then we set up these large hibachi-style grills right on the table there and just grill out all the food that we just harvested. So it's pretty amazing being out there and eating food directly that we've harvested ourselves.
Mm, that sounds so great. What did you eat?
We harvested a lot of eggplant, a lot of onions and peppers and fresh lettuces, and then we did some really high-quality beef that we seared on these hibachi grills with some steamed rice and some amazing local wine. It's a great party, and we had some grilled peaches for dessert.
Mm. Sounds amazing. So I want to come next time.
Yeah, some good stuff, definitely.
Make sure to call me up.
I will.
That sounds so delight.
Yeah.
Now, I know you also have a local column in our local paper, and you give recipes. Do you have a recipe to share with us today?
I'm this Thursday coming out in the Santa Barbara News Press. We have one on I did a pear bread pudding, which is pretty amazing. Came out and made it last night. It was great.
Oh, it sounds great. Can you tell us what's in it?
It's fresh Bartlett pears, which are just coming into season, and then you basically are layering cinnamon raisin bread, and then you make a mixture of milk, eggs, local honey, and brown sugar and cinnamon, and let that sit for a while, and then you caramelize the peaches, layer that on top, and stick it in the oven at 350 for about 40 minutes, and you have an amazing pear bread pudding.
Wow. That sounds so delicious. Now, I want to. You could probably use that with peaches or any fresh fruit in season too, right?
Correct. I've typically done it with apples, and this was my first time with the pears. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to try something new, but it goes great with peaches, great with apples.
Sounds so great. Can you also tell us, for a person going for the first time to a farmer's market, would you have some advice on how? You know, because when you walk in there, there's all these stands, and you're kind of like, where do I start, and what advice would you have for someone going to the farmer's market for the first time?
I would really just take the time to experience the whole market first before you even think about purchasing food. Really slowly take a round and walk and see what everyone has on display on their tables. A lot of times I see people coming down, and they'll make purchases, and I wish they had saved some of their money for something else they find a little bit down the road. There's just so much amazing produce out there right now. I mean, our Saturday market probably has about 40 different varieties of tomatoes to choose from. And then just getting the chance to talk with the farmers and asking questions about the food that's grown, it's quite an experience.
Absolutely. I also love to, when I'm traveling, I Google the city and see if there's a farmer's market because I feel it's such a great experience when you're traveling. And
yeah, most definitely I do the same thing.
Absolutely. And I guess if you are going to a farmer's market, wear sensible shoes and bring some bags.
Yes, come ready to shop because there's so much, even non-perishables out there. If you can't prepare the produce, there's a lot of great olive oils and preserves and different hard cheeses that you can bring with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've had that as well. So I just think it's such a delight what you're doing and promoting farmers markets, and I encourage everyone to continue with that. And we'll, if people want to go, what would they find at your website? Can you tell us the days that the farmers market is in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, we've got one running actually right now, or just about to start, from 4 to 7:30 on State Street.
And that today is
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Down on State Street. We have two markets on Wednesday, one at La Cumbre Plaza and one in Solvang, and those are both afternoon markets. Thursday, we were in Goleta from 3 to 6 and Carpinteria from 4 to 7. On Friday, we're in Montecito on Coast Village Road from 8 to 11:15 a.m. On Saturdays, we're in our big market in Santa Barbara. We have about 100 vendors there, and we are 8:30 to 12:30, and our newest market in the Camino Real Marketplace out in Outer Goleta is from 10 to 2.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Any final words you'd like to?
Like to get people out there and keep supporting the local agriculture and this amazing farmers and the amazing food that they produce.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do the farmers markets run all year round? They do.
We run all year round, rain or shine, and that's another great part about having farmers markets here in Southern California, especially in Santa Barbara. Our weather doesn't change too much, so we can have great food produced all year round here.
Absolutely. Have you traveled to any other farmers markets for our listeners all over the U.S.?
I've been to quite a few in California. A lot of the Los Angeles markets, a lot of them up in Santa Cruz and San Francisco area, Marin, and there's some amazing farmers markets up there, but I think ours are right on top.
Absolutely, and the Santa Monica is a delightful one as well, and
yes,
like you said, in the northern coast also.
So. Yeah, I was just down in Santa Monica at the market about 3 weeks ago, and Laura Avery's doing some amazing work down there in Santa Monica.
Yes,
amazing
pretty
market.
Good. I ate at, I highlighted a Lowe's restaurant, Ocean and Vine, and the chefs go to the farmer's market, and then they make the meal that night.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sam. It's been such a delight, and I hope this encourages more people to go to their local farmer's market and enjoy the healthy harvest. So thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, wonderful. So we've been talking to Sam Edelman, who is the general manager of the Santa Barbara Certified Farmers Market Association here in Santa Barbara, California. And this is the end of our show. I want to thank our other guests, Theo Stefan from Global Gardens and Tiffany Cooper from Fairview Gardens. It's been a true delight. And I just want you to remember that food made and shared with love creates a great connection to the heart. And if it's healthy, you'll be around to share it more often. So this is Cynthia Dodona for Romancing the Table, and thank you so much for listening in. And remember, you can go to my website, moderndaygoddess.com, and you can get replays of the show and read my Romancing the Table blog. If you want to find out about the farmers market, just go to sbfarmersmarket.org and you can see all the list of the farmers markets. Thanks for tuning in to Romancing the Table, and we'll be here same time next week.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona. A celebration of love, life, and food. Go to moderndaygoddess.com to read Cynthia's popular romantic food and travel blog with recipes, or order her top-selling book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess. And we'll see you right back here next week.
We talk with you, not at you. We're Voice America, Women's Radio Network, the new face of talk radio.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on Demand.
Oprah.
What it comes down to, ladies, is that defining line between been there, done that, and ain't going back, baby. Yeah, I've heard them call you yuppies and baby boomers, maybe even dolls, babes, darling, sugar, and sweetheart, but I say that women are truly amazing. Join Dr. Marlene for Amazing Women, Brains, Beauty, and Style, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Ladies, are you looking for a place where you can talk candidly about anything and everything? Well, here it is. Timeless Women Speak on the Voice America Women's Channel. We'll talk about sexuality, age-proofing your career, finding your passion and purpose, keeping your brain power, keeping your marriage fresh, dating for grown-ups, plastic surgery, surviving our beauty culture, and much more. Tune in Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific to Timeless Women Speak with Dr. Nancy O'Reilly on the Voice America Women's Channel.
Don't let anyone tell you that you can't have it all. You can. In fact, you can have one big life. Join Linda Coughlin weekly as she interviews some of the most successful and inspiring women in the nation about their work, their family lives, and their passionate commitment to living that one big life. Linda's show broadcasts live every Wednesday afternoon at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Women's Radio Network.
Hey, how you doing? Educational video, top quality, right here.
You'll never hear anyone selling education on the street.
Yo, what's up, baby? Want to learn some history?
I got live learning, beautiful books inside.
And don't expect anyone to just offer you an education.
Who needs a high school diploma, huh?
And fortunately, you can't buy a diploma from some guy with a briefcase. But there is one way you can get the educational skills you and your family need for free, with free family learning programs. Call 1-877-FAMLIT-1 for information on free GED, computer training classes, and other family learning programs. That's 1-877-FAMLIT-1.
Check it out, check it out. You want your GED right here, guaranteed, ma. Come on, check it out.
After all, you can't get your education on the street. Free family learning programs from the National Center for Family Literacy. The first step to a better life. Brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy and the Ad Council.